This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, let's take your phone calls quickly here. Ahead of Drew Hernandez, appreciate you holding. Barbara in North Carolina, welcome.
Just wanted to ask you, Alex, do you believe in divine intervention?
I don't believe in it. I absolutely know it's true, and I depend on it, but we have to do the right thing and have a lot of courage. Courage
absolutely.
Draws in, courage and sacrifice draws in divine intervention.
That's true. I understand that, but I do believe that there are prophets out there today, as a lot some people say there are no prophets of today. Kim Clement said that Trump was going to be in the White House. He was going to get two terms. He didn't say consecutive terms. He said Clay Clark stepped up to the plate, got into Jesus, and now he's doing the reawaken tours. I mean, things are going to happen that are bad, and we're seeing it because we're in the end time. We are in the end time. So what I'm asking is that, please do not talk about Trump being killed, because I believe that he is an anointed. He's anointed by God. So I pray every night for you.
Well, ma'am, God's in control, but God works through us. The globalists, if we don't make it a big issue, and if we don't let them know they're behind it ahead of time, they'll do it.
We have to know. No, I agree with you 100%. We have to let them know. And I pass that along, what you said. But I do believe that if God is in control, then we have to do what God wants us to do by spreading that word, spreading his word, and also standing up for what is right and just and what he wants
okay,
us
well,
to
I
do.
Okay, well, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I don't disagree with you, but the next step in the grab is them to kill Trump. And anybody with a political research knows that. Of course, God's in charge. But we need to understand Trump is in grave danger and pray for him. I appreciate your call. That's what I'm saying. So this thing that, like, I've heard the Q thing. I'm not saying you're a Q person, but, hey, it's invincible. Trump's anointed. You know, he can't be stopped. Okay. and then we just sit there and think everything's fine. It's not. We're in an urgent situation. Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, the globalist you were talking about that we should all see more often on your show is Dr. Meryl Nass, this white-haired, curly-haired woman from the European Parliament, who basically is saying that the World Health Organization is going to use pandemics and biosecurity as an excuse to take over jurisdiction of everything everywhere in the future. And
well, yeah, that's the UN treaty. That's out in the open.
Right. And she's her own worst enemy. If we put her up every day on a lead-in, just a video of her just being so happy about what they're trying to do to us, that'd be a great thing. The insurance policy for Donald John Trump is Donald John Trump Jr. He should be almost announcing that he wants to be on the ballot as an independent, just so the name Donald John Trump is there on the ballot no matter what they do to his father. And if they take his father out, his son obviously should step in and say, well, I'm going to have to...
For the last lady, she's a great lady, but... It's like not a movie. It's Luke Skywalker for real in the trench trying to blow up the Death Star. Trump is in grave danger. We should be supporting him and praying for him. And the fact that I'm saying that is not getting in the way of prophecy to say Trump's invincible.
Right. I agree with you. But like I said, the backup, it doesn't do the deep state much good to take up the father if the son is going to step in and replace him. So if we just get on board with the notion that there's a backup plan for if they take out the leader, then... they're less likely to bother doing it.
No, I think that's overall a good side plan, but, you know, they killed JFK, so then RFK ran, they killed him. I think the idea is we know they did it and they killed Trump.
Sure. Absolutely. But what are we going to do about it at that point? But I said they're going to push us into a civil war. Years ago, when you and Jason Jones on the air, I said they're going to push us into a war. And even if we win it, we're not going to come out of it very well. We're going to be like the Frankenstein monster. We're going to need resuscitation. And you've been on target all day about this. Cutting down the trees, it's just a silly thing. They're going to set fire to the trees they cut down and burn them in Germany and England anyway. They're going to create more CO2. You know, when you sequester CO2 in the earth, you're putting twice as much oxygen into the earth as you are carbon. That's the real secret, is that they want to sequester oxygen in the earth and get rid of it.
and oxygen's the lowest level ever recorded on Earth. Perfect point. Thank you, Jefferson. All right, one last call. Alan in New York, and then the great Drew Hernandez, great pastor, great talk show host, hosts a show over there at Censored TV with Gavin McGinnis. He's coming up right now, back in 60 seconds. Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% curcumin. And that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Back in stock, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In 54 minutes, Owen Schroyer on the Infowars.com/show links takes over. Share the links today. Override the censors. We salute you all. I see what you're doing, listeners and viewers. You're doing an incredible job, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. We're all in this fight together. Drew Hernandez, popular talk show host from multiple platforms, will be hosting here in a few minutes at Drew H. Live on Twitter. So tell everybody, you know, tune in right now. Can't wait to hear what he's about to talk about. But finishing up with Alan in New York, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. You're our tail gunner.
Hey, Alex, on behalf of all the shortwave listeners that listen to you on WWCR, I want to thank you. I started listening at the beginning of the pandemic. And, you know, your five before, your best guest was Dr. Boyle. He hit it on every point. He was fantastic. And I think what people should realize is all these documents, top secret documents on the JFK assassination, RFK assassination, all this stuff was set to be declassified. And Trump was probably going to do it. And I think that this is what it's all about. A politician, I'm not going to mention his name, but you can look it up on YouTube. A quote from him, the intelligence agencies have six ways to Sunday to get even with people.
Chuckie Schumer.
That don't agree with them.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right, Alex. And Alex, I hope to hear you again on shortwave. You made shortwave radio worthwhile again. I went to the Gerald Celente rally. I would never have known about Jerry Celente, but I went to the rally. Because of your show, I heard about Jerry. He was fantastic on every Monday. But, Alex, you're doing God's work, man. God bless you.
I'm trying. Yeah, I've been on the air 29 years. I've been on shortwave 27 years. And we've been for 23 years on WWCR, 100,000 watts. You can hear it in Antarctica, hear it in Africa, hear it in Japan, hear it in Russia, hear it in Costa Rica, hear it in Chile. It's $11,000 a month, be on 4 hours a night. And it has a huge audience, and we're in bankruptcy, and you can't prove to the court that it's bringing money in. We use it as a service. And so I tell everybody, you count on us being here, doesn't mean that's going to be the case forever, ladies and gentlemen. So we've had major complaints when WWCR, I didn't even make an issue out of it, I decided we couldn't pay for it anymore a month ago. And it's $11,000 a month, it reaches millions around the world. And so I, you know, that's just the way it is. And hopefully we get through this bankruptcy and move forward, we can do it. But we are on the knife's edge of staying on air. And I'm exhausted. So 20% of me wants to just kind of fade back and do a podcast, write books. I got all these endless guests I can do, endless talk shows I can go on. They're not suppressing me, thanks to you boosting the show. But this broadcast, this crew, the host, the archives, just everything here is so important, and it really is under threat. So don't take it for granted. Pray for the broadcast. Spread the word about it. Share the links and articles. Take clips out. It's all free to air. And get some 3,000 milligram CBD oil. No marijuana. Doesn't get you high. Doesn't depress you. It clears your mind. So good for your neurological systems, your joints, your bones. Get the Super Female Vitality selling out. get the body's ultimate turmeric finally back in stock, 95% humanoid, get a book, get a phone, a t-shirt. Now is the time with all the craziness to support more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I went and shot an incredible man on the street today in downtown Austin on Change My Mind, because it's for Crowder's deal at JonesCrowder.com. Go sign up there and get all their shows and everything else. I got a free month with promo code Alex at LateralTheCrowder.com or JonesCrowder.com. Use promo code Alex to get the discount. But you're going to see that out tomorrow at noon. And we're just fighting with everything we've got. And we appreciate your support. And we respect you. And we thank you. All right. The great Drew Hernandez takes over now.
Alex, thank you so much. I want to continue this conversation. And by the way, guys, welcome to the fourth hour of the most banned transmission in the universe. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I just want to get right into this and continue to talk about this Trump assassination talk that we're hearing everywhere. And I think Tucker's spot on. I think Alex is spot on. Even the callers are 100% spot on, because that would be the next phase of everything that we're seeing in continuation with all the building blocks that the New World Order has been establishing for the past few decades. I mean, we could just point back to 2020 particularly, or even go a little further back to 2015, 2016, the advent of Donald J. Trump. Look exactly what they've been doing, and look exactly how they've been building. And I think we've been hearing this term systemic racism for the past few years. It's become popularized by BLM and Antifa and all the woke tart SJWs on the ground with the blue and the green hair that, you know, are obsessed with homosexuality. But, you know, there really is systemic globalism. And you see them roll out their plans systemically. Sometimes, like 2020, for instance, they rolled that whole thing out immediately, worldwide, huge wave that came out. But, and I know Alex knows this, and anyone that's a viewer of InfoWars understands that they will roll these plans out systemically as well. They'll wait a few years. That's why they always come out Agenda 2020, Agenda 2021, Agenda 2025, 2026, all the way to 2050 and beyond. They have these plans that are all systemically getting rolled out very, very strategically. But in terms of an assassination of Donald J. Trump, I think is 100% probable, because why wouldn't they? I think that's the real question that has to be asked. Not would they do that, but why wouldn't they do that? You know, that's kind of what I've been asking myself for the past few years. I don't think that's too far-fetched to really speculate or think about or talk about live on air. And I think this kind of talk that everyone is experiencing right now, I hate talking about it, because that's the last thing that I would want to wake up to. Is news breaking all over the world that Donald J. Trump has died of a heart attack. I don't even think they would go with a shooting. That's too dramatic for these people. I think they would some kind of CIA low key poisoning, some kind of infiltrator that's in Mar-a-Lago. Maybe some of the, you know, they'll get to, the feds will get to a chef in Mar-a-Lago. You know what I'm saying? The feds will have some kind of infiltrator that's a worker in Mar-a-Lago that's walking around with, you know, serving the food, giving Trump his dinner. I mean, this is the real deal, you know? Like this is literally the real deal. And I think that might be the direction they go. And then we will all know what it is. We will all know what it means. But I think they might want that as well. But before I get into what I think the final showdown of the Trump assassination might exactly be, is I think what they're going to do, and I think these incoming lockdowns, restrictions have everything to do with that. Because if you take a look at the wavelength, they're going to go with what they already know works, and what they know works right now, because they know they have a short amount of time. There's no room for error here. They're not going to test with the climate lockdowns. They're not going to test with anything else right now. Other than Tucker might be right. I think they might just go with some kind of nuclear war threat and the whole world has to lock down. And maybe not even the whole world. They could just isolate it to the United States of America. Well, there's a nuclear threat. I mean, they've already been putting the psyop into the minds of millions of people that Vladimir Putin, you had a stomachache. It's Vladimir Putin's fault. You know what I mean? Like someone rear-ended you on the freeway. It's Vladimir Putin's fault. Putin is the bad guy, the fall guy, the villain, and that's been installed in the minds of millions of Americans. The rhinos are doing it. The Democrats are doing it. The Uniparty is doing it. And they do it in unison every single day. So they don't even have to launch a hot ground war. They could just say there's one. And there's an imminent nuclear threat because Vladimir Putin is strategizing. And he's getting his nuclear arms ready to launch to New York any day now. Or he's getting close to Alaska and California is going to be obliterated. So we need full nuclear lockdowns or else you're going to experience a nuclear holocaust. Get underground. Don't go outside for the next 6 to 10 months and beyond. I mean, that could easily be rolled out. Simple. While at the same time, they could continue with the variant. For God's sake, I don't know if the crew wants to pull it up. It's somewhere on my Twitter, maybe like the third tweet down. They're getting so desperate that in New York, the so-called leaders, they're literally digging through feces. Okay? They're saying, well, we're finding the new COVID variant in the sewage of New Yorkers. They got to crawl through feces to try to give you fear porn to shut down the world. Okay? So, like, they will go to the furthest. They will go to the furthest extent to get this done. But I think the combination of all of them could very well lead to a Trump assassination. And the reason why I believe that is because if you have all of these things moving together at once, especially with the psyops that we've been experiencing for the past few years, everything's white supremacy. Everything is right-wing domestic terrorism. Everything is mega Republicans, a threat to democracy. J6 was the worst thing. J6 was the worst attack on our democracy since 9/11, since Pearl Harbor. You think they're just saying that just to say it?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Reporters hit the streets. You are going to see Americans hit the streets by the millions. Why do you think all the blacks, okay, the hood is all coming out and supporting Trump? Because they see just exactly what the deep state is and what the black community's been dealing with the deep state for years. Just ask Lil Wayne always having run-ins with the feds. Just ask all these rappers that are constantly and consistently always having run-ins with the feds. It's nothing new to these people. But hey, I guess this was the red pill they all needed. But what happens when they assassinate Trump in the middle of these lockdowns? You can't go outside. It is a violation to go outside. You are unauthorized to go outside. And then what will they call you? You see all... This is just my theory. I don't know if this is going to happen. I could be totally wrong here. And I hope I am. Because the last thing I want to see is the assassination of Donald J. Trump. I don't want to see that, you guys. Like, the words coming out of my mouth is just like... I can't believe I'm talking about this, but here we are in a banana republic. Here we are with kangaroo courts. Here we are in third world country behaviors when it comes to our government. It's like we're in freaking Haiti right now. They even have a so-called parliament. It's like we're in some kind of third world Venezuelan system right now. Hey, look at the direction they've gone in Brazil. It's populists will be persecuted, attacked, and assassinated. That's the future, okay? Just like Jesus Christ. Persecuted, targeted, murdered, assassinated, right? You stand for truth. You stand for righteousness. You take a stand against Satan. That's your fate. But we accept our fate. We accept this mission. We've chosen to accept this mission because we know that God is with us and will not forsake us. You see, but here's the thing. I think that's very probable because if that happens, they assassinate Trump, whether they're open about it. I mean, at this point, you know, I might even be wrong about that. Maybe they will do it low key, or maybe they'll just be out in the open. Like, we got him. We got that terrorist. Do you see how that word, do you see how that terminology gives them the justification to kill anybody? Who has an issue with assassinating a terrorist? Who has an issue with bombing and nuking the hell out of ISIS? Who has an issue with that? Unless you're a part of them. Unless you're a part of that caliphate, unless you're a part of that terror organization, unless you're a part of those sleeper cells, unless you are a part of them, you take issue with it. But you don't take an issue if someone comes and obliterates ISIS. Do you? I don't. Let's go. No matter where it is, take them out. Terror should be eradicated. You see, they have that mindset and they've applied it to MAGA. They have that mindset. They've taken that terminology. That's this psyop for the past few years. They've taken that terminology, they've applied it not just to right-wingers, not just to conservatives, even people like Alex Jones. That always identifies as a classical liberal, right? Even people like Tim Pool. Okay, this is how far the PSYOP really goes. Well, you are a right-wing domestic terrorist because you remotely support Trump. You remotely support America? You remotely support the Don't Tread Me flag? Why do you think the FBI has been classifying all these people, even Catholics and Christians, to the extent of being pro-life? So in the midst of another lockdown, and maybe I shouldn't even be talking like this on the air. The last thing I need is one of these psychopaths to listen to what I'm saying. Say, you know, that's a pretty good idea. Why don't we do that? God forbid It's the last thing I want to see. But I think that's very probable. I think if they lock down the world, we have all these mass restrictions again, they will punch in. They love this. That's why they've been doing it. That's why they call you a terrorist. No one's going to bat an eye if they believe you're a terrorist and the feds come after you, the military comes after you to eradicate you and all connections to terrorism. That's why they've been calling Trump the chief terrorist, Adolf Hitler 2.0. That's why they all call you Nazis. That's why they all call you the SS if you got a red MAGA hat on. It's all for this moment. You understand that? It's all for this. They probably will assassinate Trump and then lock down the world in the process. And if you go outside to peacefully and patriotically protest that, terrorist, terrorist, you're a threat to democracy. You're going to get people killed. It'll be next level 2020. National Guard rolled out. Well, you are an affiliation with the Russians. Remember when we told you that Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election? Now we're at nuclear war with Russia, and you are not obeying the United States by staying locked down in the middle of a war with Russia? You must be a traitor, and you must be an agent of the Kremlin. I don't know, man. Listening to Tucker talk, listening to Alex talk, I put them all together. And this is what I see. Based off of this entire formulation taking place, 2015. Start right there. I mean, it goes further back, right? But just start at 2015. The day that man comes down the escalator, I'm watching all these pieces come together right now. And I think Roger Stone is right as well. If they fail to take him off the ballot, that might be the next stop. Because these indictments, I mean, if he does get a fair trial, obviously in Florida, it's looking pretty good for Trump. Is he going to get a fair trial with all the riggers in Georgia? I mean, we got to do something about these riggers. These riggers just keep rigging these damn elections. Is he going to get a fair trial with the riggers in Georgia? I don't know. Do you think so? But if they fail to remove him from the ballot, I think that'll be the next step. I think Roger Stone is right about that. Which they will fail. They will fail. We've already seen some rhino Republicans that were attempting to get that done. They wanted to remove Trump from the Republican primary ballots, upcoming votes. But they backed off because they saw the massive bet. See, but this is where InfoWars is important. This is where the American Great Awakening, guys, you want to know the Great Awakening is already here. It's already functioning and mobilizing. When Alex dropped that story with the whistleblowers that they're coming out with these restrictions and possible lockdowns again, immediately the news, there were a few articles out there calling them a conspiracy theorist, but they attempted to get ahead of it because that was the battle plan. The New World Order is going forward with this. But at the same time, look at the response. Getting ahead of this with the information, and it makes sense why everything gets censored, deboosted, and shadow banned. Because if we get ahead of their plans and we start blowing the trumpet and we start warning the city from within the gates that, hey, alert, alert, as watchmen and watchwomen, alert, alert, enemy, enemy inbound, enemy inbound. These are their plans. This is the playbook. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Wartime, wartime, wartime. We can get ready. We can expose. The public is waking up. I've been talking to normies, dude. Some of my friends that are not political, even they got the AJ news. And I didn't even give it to them. They just come to me and say, dude, are we really going to do this again? They're going to do it again? They're like, hell no, I'm not doing it. You're seeing YouTubers. You're seeing all the, this is a good thing. And this is why they censor. This is why they deplatform. And this is why they deboost. This is why a platform like this is 100% on the front lines and essential to combating not only these fake news narratives, but these New World Order battle plans that are coming after not just us, the info warriors that know what's up, but the normies out there that need to wake up and get plugged outside of the matrix. Support InfoWars. Support the broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com. Don't let the broadcast die. That is a perfect example of how imperative and important this broadcast really is. We get ahead of this. We expose it. When I say we, Alex comes out, breaks the story, and we just spread the link all over Twitter, worldwide, wherever you can post a link, waking people up. This is how we win. We'll be right back.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoids. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Hold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez, the most banned transmission in the universe. I want to thank every single one of you guys. I'm breaking down how I think this Trump assassination could go. I think to sit here and say it can't happen, you'd have to be in denial, to be honest. And of course, there's always divine intervention. There's always the God factor, but there's always God's will. There's always God's permissive will. God's perfect will can be executed through perfect obedience, but we're not always perfectly obedient.
But God will use evil for good in the end. And we have seen revolutionary figures murdered, assassinated, not just in recent times, ancient times. There are many figures that took a stand against tyranny and lost their lives because they were too dangerous. I mean, the ultimate revolutionary, Jesus Christ, I mean, calling him a revolutionary is kind of disrespectful, in my opinion, as a Christian. I almost want to repent of that because he's God in human flesh. But I guess you could say that. The ultimate rebel, the ultimate considered insurrectionist, Rome saw him as a threat. Obviously, the Jewish people of the day saw him as a threat because he was claiming to be God. But those who desire to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. You take that stand. That's not just coming in the form of, well, I don't want to bake a gay person a cake. I mean, yeah, stand your ground. That doesn't just only come in the form of, well, I'm wearing a controversial flag on my backpack and the school's getting mad at me. Take a stand for that, based. But this goes as far as to, well, we're going to chop your head off. Deny Christ, or we're going to incinerate and rape your wife in front of you. That's the kind of persecution the Apostle Paul is talking about, okay? Because that's what was happening in Rome at the time. Nero was staging false flags, attempted to burn down Rome, blame it on the Christians. Think about it. That's history. Attempted to make Christians look like what? Terrorists, threats to democracy, threats to the regime, threats to peace. That still is happening today. And like I said, of course, we need God. We need divine intervention. But that's going to come through some obedience. Laying off some of the old man. Repentance personally of some personal stuff. But also nationally. We're going to come back to God. We literally have to come back to God. And obviously the Christians know this. And the people of faith know this. But we still have a huge population in this country. And, you know, the degenerates are going to degenerate. But you know what irritated Christ the most when you see him walking the earth in his public ministry? He knew the degenerates were degenerates. He preached the gospel to them. But he was extra aggressive. The Sadducees and the Pharisees, the Jews of his day, his own people. Why? Because he told them to their face, you have had the law. You have had the oracles of God, yet you still deny me. And I'm standing right here in front of your face. To whom much is given, much is required. Those who do know better, those who do have the intel and do have the information and know what's expected of them as Christians, receive a stricter judgment in terms of God is holding you accountable. It doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not talking about in terms of salvation. I'm talking about in terms of how God decides to discipline a nation or how God decides to discipline a church or his people. If you know more than the average, God is going to deal with you. And you see that in of itself, I think, is a judgment that we are experiencing as well. Church has to repent. I mean, look around you. It's nothing but prosperity gospel. Look around you. It's nothing but, you know, blab it and grab it. It's nothing of self-help nonsense. Nothing remotely close to the Bible. All kinds of attacks on traditional biblical marriage, the inversion thereof, supporting anything outside of that. All these cucked out, limp-wristed pastors and Christians that are afraid to come out and speak anywhere remotely as close to where the Bible has to say. It's all seeker friendly. We all have something to repent of. But what I will say, coming back to Trump right now, is I think that what we're experiencing, we are experiencing a time in American history where this is a revolutionary moment. Trump knows it. Trump is fully aware of what he's walking into. Trump is fully aware of what this means. Not only for his legacy, whether it's selfish intentions or not, he's definitely going to go down as one of the great American heroes or villains, depending on who wins. Because the victor ends up writing the history, correct? And obviously, if all these liars and degenerates and Satanists and globalists that have been calling everyone a Nazi and a right-wing supremacist, white supremacist, we know how they're going to write this history. It'll be very similar. Probably, like I have always said, Trump is Adolf Hitler 2.0 and all of his supporters were the resurrection of the SS. It's literally probably what they'll communicate to generations to come if we lose this thing. And, you know, I've been very open about my criticisms of Trump. I've been very open about my support for Trump. I'm Trump 2024. And when I criticize Trump, it's because I want the man to succeed because we all succeed. But at the same time, I've been saying, I don't think, and I don't say, guys, there's grifters in right-wing spaces all over Twitter. Like, they want to, like, tweet consistently to get, like, Elon's attention, and then Elon listens and does something like, yeah, look, whoa, look, look, Elon, listen to me. Or they constantly tweet something to Trump and the Trump campaign in orbit. Look, look, he listened. Like, they don't really care. They just want to be able to say, well, look, see, they listened. Look how much popular influence I have. And I'm not saying this because I want that. I none of that means anything to me. But I don't think this is Trump 2024 Make America Great Again. It's really not. It's really not. Like, there should be memes. It's like you. It's America 2024, do or die. America 2024, do or die. That's where we're at right now. This goes beyond the man. This is the movement. And the movement isn't even Make America Great Again. We've transcended it. I think Trump and MAGA was the vehicle. But everybody knows that all of these values that make up MAGA consist of what America has always been. The very DNA, the veins and the blood running through those veins that energize the body known as the USA has all been systemically attacked from inside. Viral disease, attacks from outside, physical assaults, attacks to the mind of this body known as the United States of America, psyops, lies, manipulations, deceptions, CIA, FBI, weaponized operations on the people, the deep state, the shadow government, people waking up to the red pill, the God pill, and the Christ pill. And I think the good thing here is that as much as we continue to get ahead of this stuff, it does have a good effect. It does kind of unmask what these people will do. I mean, I don't hold anything back. I don't underestimate these people at all. Maybe I kind of used to, like, if we expose it, they're not going to. Well, it's good that we expose it because we can get ahead of it. And if there are millions of people out there that are anticipating what's about to happen, we know who did this. See, that's the problem right now. But I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm like, man, these people are so arrogant. Satan is the embodiment of pride. He is pride. Lucifer, evil himself. And these people operate in arrogance. These people function as if no one will hold them accountable. Hunter Biden can, you know, allegedly walk into the White House with cocaine and no one's going to say a damn thing. Biden can sell this country out to the CCP in Ukraine. No one says a damn thing. Hillary Clinton, classified info in her house, basement. FBI says it's real. Nothing happens. Well, God is vengeance, not Batman. And God will have his day. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
In the universe, the Alex Jones Show. Want to invite you guys to follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live. You guys can watch my nightly show on Rumble, Drew Hernandez Live, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. Rumble.com/Drew. Also launching a new show called Unauthorized with Drew Hernandez exclusively on Censored.tv this Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. Gonna be based, gonna be great. A total pushback on all the gay late night shows. We're doing something new, and I'm super excited about it. So, and also, guys, make sure to support the broadcast. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to get some of the great supplements or even some of the merch as well that is supporting InfoWars, supporting the operation, supporting the broadcast, supporting these imperative analysis, imperative reports that are either on the ground or that are on air with the various guests that come in that speak the truth, that push back on the regime, that are exposing just exactly what's going on. Without your support, guys, this is not going to continue on. God is using every single one of us for such a time like this. And I can assure you, InfoWars is dealing head on, tip of the spear, front lines against this New World Order machine that is attempting to dismantle band.video, InfoWars.com, The Alex Jones Show, American Journal, War Room, all of it. So make sure you guys support the broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com. Well, let's get back into what's going on with Trump. I mean, take a look systemically what these people are doing.
They're rolling back out the COVID fear porn hysteria, and they're doing it for a very specific reason. And the reason is, just like Trump said in the video, here we are just a year out from the next election, a year and a few months from the next election. And you know, another thing that I think they might do, because it seems like the GOP and conservatives and Republicans, their solution, which I think should be some serious election reform. We've seen it in Florida. We've seen it in some other states. Arizona is a state that I don't understand why they rejected the serious election reform that probably could have got Carrie Lake to win. And that was happening in like 2021. No one wanted to touch it. No one. It was very weird. I think she probably should have been the governor, and she probably could have been the governor had that election reform bill been passed. It was one day, one vote, on paper, no machines, statewide. And the results would have been announced that night. No internet involvement, but no one supported it. It's very weird. But I think since Republicans and the GOP have come out and said, well, we're just going to get into mass mail-in ballot harvesting as well. We're gonna play their game. It's the same mistake that the GOP always makes. It's the same mistake that conservatives make. It's the same mistake always, always, always. And it's the equivalent to what Mike Pence did to the nation on January 6th. Hey, what are you talking about, Drew? Well, what did Trump tell Tucker in the, what is it, over a quarter of a billion views now on X interview, Tucker and Trump? Trump came out and said, well, you know, the lawyers were divided whether Pence could send the votes back to be checked and vetted before solidifying that thing on January 6th, because we weren't 100% sure. Half the lawyers said you can do it. Half the lawyers said you can't do it. Right. And Trump says, well, Pence decided to listen to the lawyers that told him he can't do it. So obviously we know Ukraine erection, you know, activation, you know, expert Mike Pence decided to take his little 30 pieces of silver on January 6th. We've all seen the infamous clip of taking his little coin and solidifying that election on that day. That was the greatest threat and attack on our democracy since Pearl Harbor and 9/11. We know that he, you know, sealed that election. And then Trump comes out and says, it was interesting because the Uniparty right after got together and they put an end to the vice president ever being able to do that ever again. Whoa, would you look at that? Of course, because that's what the deep state does, right? They will only allow themselves to do something, but you think you're going to be able to do it? And if you do, they will criminalize you. And that's why Pence didn't do it, because he's deep state. But that's why after the fact they said he couldn't do it. Well, we're going to shut that ability down. Now you can't do it. Why? Because the whole time you could have done it. You see, their hypocrisy is not just hypocritical. It's all by design, because it's a power grab. They, the elites, they are allowed to do things that you cannot do. So if Republicans think they're going to fight this ground game with spending ridiculous amounts of money at like hundreds of millions of dollars on mass mail-in ballot harvesting operations to meet the Democrats and fight them at their own game, I can assure you that's going to happen. They'll spend hundreds of millions of dollars. They'll start doing it. And you know what's going to happen? Probably the next day after the election, indictments, impeachments, criminal prosecutions. They will prosecute. This is what they've been doing. Okay. This is what they've been doing for the past 8 years. Okay. Everything that they are doing, they accuse you of doing. And everything that they do, you do something remotely close to it. Well, you are put on the FBI's most wanted watch list. Okay. So I just think it's a stupid strategy. I really do. I don't view that as producing some kind of result where you're not going to end up in a kangaroo court and criminally prosecuted. But I mean, we could push back. Obviously, we get our guys in, we get our people in. And if right wingers actually find a spine and start criminally prosecuting those that deserve to be criminally prosecuted, go on the offense and put these people on their heels, put these people on their toes for once in their lives? Got the FBI, got the CIA, got all the three-letter agencies, intelligence agencies. Need some serious reform, if at that, you know. They're so compromised. There's so much gangrene and everything. It's all dying. It's all dead. It's like Alex said earlier. Like, it's a dying corpse. We need revival from God or some kind of mass surgery from God, cutting all the gangrene. We need some kind of healing agents to the nation. Or we need Jesus. Yeah, what I'm describing is Jesus. You know, we need a miracle is what we need. We need Jesus. We need divine intervention. And we need to be ready and on the offense to righteously, peacefully, but aggressively go after evil. That's what needs to happen right now. Because if you don't have the heart to go after evil, if you don't have the heart, whether it's politically, legislatively, whether it's culturally, whether it's in the media, doesn't matter. If you don't have the heart to go after and not only expose evil, but eradicate it by any means necessary, peacefully to start, you're going to lose everything. You cannot have a society that's fully operational by evil. You can't. It's not going to work. It's not going to. There has to be a level of morality. There has to be a standard. There has to be lines drawn in everything for everything. Because if you don't, evil takes an inch. And they will, you give them an inch and they take an entire mile, a light year on you. And I think that's why we're experiencing a lot of what we're experiencing right now. And like I've been saying, InfoWars, Alex, everyone's Stone, everyone's at the tip of the spear. Everyone's right here dealing with it. Being surveilled by the feds. Being watched when you're flying around the country. But people need to take a serious look in the mirror and understand this has gone far beyond Trump 2024. This is you 2024. This is America 2024. This is your future. These mugshots, these indictments, this is your future. These political witch hunts and persecutions, this is your future. Don't think for one second, well, I'll never be on the level of Trump. I'll never be that popular. I'll never be that famous. I'll never be that powerful. It doesn't matter. The power that you have. You want to know what the secret is? That the New World Order is desperately, people like Noah Yuval Harari, with all their VR technology, jacking your mind into some kind of AI hive. You know what they desperately want and they desperately need? If there's one thing the New World Order wish they could tap into immediately without any resistance, it's your God-given free will. That's it right there. Because if they could tap or hack into that, bypass your free will to control you consistently every single day without any resistance, zero resistance. This is why tyrants take issue with freedom. This is why they take issue with civil, free, God-given rights, because they can't bypass your free will. They can impose their tyranny on you. They can impose their tyrannical will on you, but they can't take your spirit. They can't take your free will. They can't take your freedom. And they know it, and they hate it, and they won't get it. They can't have it. Trump knows it. You know it. It's not Make America Great Again. It's Trump 2024. It's America 2024. Do or die. Do or die. It's do or die.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.